just ask Professor Jiang, how will Section 224 affect the current Iran war? Look, I think Iran is just a forever war. I think like the entire point of Section 224 is to commit America forever to this war, right? So because Israel is at war, America's stuck there, right? So make Israel the scapegoat. And then because of Section 224, America is obligated to always be there to support Israel. Christy asks, what's happening with the ceasefire between the United States and Iran? This ceasefire, it's all theater. I mean, like, it's all to buy time. They're either waiting for a false flag, just for a ground invasion, or they're just ramping up forces for a ground invasion. But the next step is a ground invasion. Okay. MKJ asks, who do you think will win the AI race and why, China or America? I think the oligarchs will win the AI race, right? China and America are partners in AI. China gives America a reason, a pretext to roll out an AI surveillance state. America gives China a reason to roll out its own AI surveillance state. They're all friends. Christy asks, Michael Burry, yeah, he's a really smart guy. He has recently written that AI boom resembles financial bubble. Yeah, but there's nothing you can do about it because all the money is being controlled by a few select group of people, right? So what if the bubble bursts? What does that get you? The government is going to step in and bail them out, right? So, and also, like, it's a rigged game. So they know when the bubble bursts. You don't know when the bubble bursts. They can drag this out for another 10 years, right? The bubble's going to burst eventually, but they can drag this out for as long as they want.